All right, here we are.
Here we are.
Got
Everyone needs to let me know how my audio sounds. I made some changes, so I was hopefully not blown out like I have been for weeks.
I
So we'll see
mean,
how it sounds.
your audio
I mean,
levels
you
look
said it
pretty
sounds
good.
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think it sounds fine. You're sort of creeping over my shoulder there too, but you know,
Oh,
what
hey.
can you do?
How's it going?
Yeah,
It's like
it's like your
you.
me your switch me icon, you know, where you're kind of coming in from the side. Oh,
Yeah, just kind of peeking over.
what's going on in over
Your
here?
camera almost looks like it's at 60 frames per second. Weirdly. I don't know why.
I mean, I don't know. It's just on automatic settings. It's just a cheap, older, like I want to say hi, Sandy. I want to say it might be like from like 2008 or something. I got it for like just a few bucks, brand new in the box at the Grid.
Yeah.
And it's pretty old, but it was just an extra webcam. Like something I don't understand is like I would like to in OBS put like multiple webcams on, but like it has a problem with that, but it has no problem if you just have one webcam source and then change which webcam it is.
Right. I used to have a problem like that too, but I don't remember what it was that how I fixed it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if it, two webcams is shaky, but kind of okay, but three webcams, like one of them without fail, always failed.
Yeah, I guess I just have two now when I really think about it.
So,
I got one right there and one over on the couch.
it kind of struck me to play Crash Bandicoot when I was going down my list of unfinished games, which I have not played more than
Oh, jeez.
man, Frankie
We got a
Beans
four
start.
Frankie Beans. We saw Frankie Beans in the chat when we first opened up the window, and we're like, "Oh, Frankie Beans is here. We can get started now." Thank
Thank
you for that, and thank you for the compliment.
you very
Thank you.
much. Already getting on that super chat. You'll be hanging out there for a good while with that donation. But yeah, I picked this up. It's not easy finding a black label because you know me, I can't do greatest hits PS1. I just can't.
Right.
And it's not easy finding a black label Crash Bandicoot. And actually, some places are trying to charge like $40 or something for it. This was a much better deal than that. So I got this. I think I got it when I shot at the store when I shot my on cam segments for the Tom DuBois documentary.
Oh, okay.
But I was like reading the story and there's like a little on the title screen there's a sometimes a little story scene plays. I didn't realize, like, I guess Crash Bandicoot is like a mutant bandicoot. I thought he was just, your average everyday anthropomorphic bandicoot, but he was intended by Dr. Cortex to be like his general. And
Interesting.
he
I didn't know
escaped.
that. I honestly have never really played it either,
I know
which
that the
is going to make
first
us highly unpopular probably tonight
Well,
because
I know the first
people
one's
are just going to be.
considered a little difficult. I think because the saves are sort of spread out, maybe.
Yeah.
But hey, I am sure it is nowhere near as difficult as a lot of games I've played.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I am waiting to. I am going to get the insane trilogy at some point. There was a reprint of the PS4 version that
Oh,
has
really?
all the patches on disc.
Oh, okay, because you were
I
actually
was
thinking
considering getting a
about,
different version.
yeah, which would be would feel kind of wrong, I would think.
Right. But once I saw that there was a reprint, I was like, oh, this actually has a different cover on it, so I wonder if
Oh,
it they
so it's
actually
easy to
they
tell.
Yeah, it has a yellow banner across the top that says two extra levels.
Oh, okay. So I was reading the manual. It's kind of funny because, I was looking it up on Wikipedia, and it's. I actually didn't realize this came out before Mario 64, or at least it came out before Mario 64 in the US. I mean, Mario 64 was already out in Japan.
Okay.
And then, like, the next three games, it was an annual series for 3 years. which is kind of crazy. I mean, they were all released roughly a year apart. But so this was released in like just before Mario 64 in the US. It was early September.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's interesting to think about in the context of those times. And in the manual here, it says, Crash has a very basic set of moves. He runs, jumps, and has a spin attack, but he does it facing in every direction. For instance, Crash can move left and right. You've seen that, right? Well, he can also move into the screen, away from you, as well as directly toward you. This may get a bit confusing because the button controls don't change when his position does. So you may have to rethink a couple of moves on the fly, or the next thing you know, you're getting flattened by a rolling boulder. Just remember, push right when you want him to move to your right, no matter which way he's facing, and so on with the other direction buttons. Like, I mean, you know, obviously, like, Resident Evil was already out, and that used tank controls. And so were they thinking people would be confused that, like, you just push the direction you want him to move relative to you?
Yeah,
it doesn't strike me as something that would be confusing.
Yes.
But they seemed to be a little concerned that people might not get it. But you know, it's so interesting to think that this came out that I don't know why, like I thought Crash Bandicoot was more like a 97 thing, but I mean 96, pretty crazy.
It is, yeah, definitely before Final Fantasy 7 and stuff like that. So I'm excited to see how far you get. I just had a thought when you talked about annual series. Mm-hmm. Now think of as many annual series as you can and tell me, is there any annual series where the second game is not the best one?
I mean in terms of Crash, that is yet to be determined. I mean the third one seems pretty good compared to the others, just like from playing the first level. I think
the two is considered the best.
Oh, I
think
I have no idea.
I think a lot of people do like three the most, but I think the people that don't like it say there's too many like vehicle levels or whatever, or you're like riding on tigers and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. It seems impressive at a glance though.
But I think about annual series, you know, I was thinking about like Assassin's Creed. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, in a lot of ways, I guess maybe Brotherhood is the best game
I mean, I think Brother. I mean, granted, I haven't played any since 4, but mm-hmm. but I do think Brotherhood and Brotherhood and 4 are the best.
Two.
Or
okay,
yeah, I would still put Brotherhood and 4 above 2. I mean, not that I'm a hardcore fan of that series by any stretch.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just an interesting kind of question. I think about Tomb Raider. I think a lot of people generally consider the first and or the second Tomb Raider to be the best.
I mean, I think
the first or the second.
I mean, I think the ultimate annualized series, in my opinion, is Donkey Kong Country. And the second is unquestionably the best, in my opinion.
Right.
I mean, there are certainly people who think that the first or even the third is the best. Mm-hmm.
It's just an interesting thing, especially because, you know, they do that first one, it's a big hit, and then they can really dig into the idea with the second one. And then after that, it's kind of like, all right, we just got to get this done because we have this deadline.
Yeah, well, I want to say Donkey Kong Country 3 was made by a bit of a different team.
Okay.
If I remember.
What about, it just says right on the tip of my brain, I lost it. I don't play a lot of Call of Duty. Is Modern Warfare 2 considered the best one? Because it became like an annual series, I think, starting with Modern Warfare, I think.
I mean, the types of games that we think of in modern series that are annualized series, I mean, it's kind of criticized these days, but then you think about just, you know, series like this, series like Donkey Kong Country. I mean, they pulled it off, I think, very well.
Yeah, but and also, I think that it's they only did three, you know,
and then they were like, done. Yeah.
Like, yeah. But I don't know about Call of Duty, if that's considered the best. I mean, I don't know if I would consider the like Mega Man, the original Mega Man series to be more, or was it an annual series?
I don't.
At least starting with the second one, maybe it was.
Maybe.
But I don't really know.
I mean, to have gotten out that many games at that stage of the system's life, it would almost have had to have been.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't think that Contra was annualized. I mean, there was not a new one every year. But maybe,
there are some series that we would probably be surprised that it's like, yeah. Oh, I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
So I think I read in the manual that you can save in a bonus round.
Oh, okay.
I think you,
I don't know how annual, Ratchet and Clank was. I feel like that was pretty annual. I think the second one's the best one in that series. At least before I moved to PS3. But I see, someone just said something about Sly Cooper. I feel like that might have been an annualized series as well. But that only had three as well. So
good luck in getting the box gems. Is it important? Like, how important is, like, I mean, I know that at the end of the stages, it tells you how many boxes you collected. Like, how important is that?
Probably for getting 100%.
I mean, yeah, but I just want to beat the game. Like, it doesn't, like, bar me from getting to the final boss if I, like, don't get all the boxes or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't... Oh, we got a $1 donation from Raf8888, who says, about Interlace Flicker on CRT, let me pause that and make it bigger here. About Interlace Flicker on CRTs, does it not wreck your eyesight? But how's your eyesight, guys? Well, I mean, we both wear glasses, but
I mean, I didn't wear glasses until just before I went to college. But I mean, you gotta think about Interlace. I mean, people from, you know, up until, you know, the mid 2000s, like everyone watched on a CRT, like,
right.
Like literally everyone, except unless you didn't watch TV.
I wouldn't say that it's the interlacing, but I would say that what will probably give you a headache is if you're used to 60 Hertz and you play on a 50 Hertz,
50 Hertz flicker is noticeable.
Yeah, it's not when you're looking directly at it. It's like always in your peripheral vision is where you see the...
Well, I can see it looking directly at it. I mean, I remember when I tried a PAL signal for the first time on my 20L5. I was like, wow, how do people in Europe like have fond memories of CRTs? After playing it for 20, 30 minutes, like I wasn't even thinking about it anymore, honestly. Right. You know, I just yesterday beat Yooka-Laylee, which it actually the attacks in it feel very similar to this, where it's you just kind of do this spin attack toward enemies, and then there's not a lot of it feels kind of weightless when there's no like oomph to the attacks,
right?
Which Yooka-Laylee is a little bit guilty of. Oops.
But you liked it. I did
like it overall quite a bit. I mean, it's definitely, is the way forward left or right from here? Probably right, because there's the apples, but I don't remember going down. Oh, wait, no, it was up. Oops. Yeah, like it sort of started a little slow, I thought, but then, like, I mean, the worlds are very expansive. There's only five worlds, which I could see as being disappointing. And there's this interesting mechanic that kind of works and kind of doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Where you, after you collect enough pages, you can expand a world. So, like, the first version of the world, like, I feel like there's, like, certain corners that you can go to, and you, like, might try to do something, but you're kind of just wasting your time because there's nothing to do there.
Right.
But once you expand the world, like, there's a ton to do. And it's, you know, it's definitely not a game about its, you know, combat mechanics or anything like that. I mean, it's a game about, you know, poking your head in every corner and, you know, trying to find stuff and figure out how to get that stuff, which is a type of game that, you know, it was nice to go back to something like that. And after the first few hours, like, I felt like it took forever at first to, like, get any pages, as they're called. Mm-hmm. You know, everything has to be something with an IE at the end. But I mean, it, once I kind of got in the zone with it, it moved along a lot quicker, and I enjoyed it overall. The final boss was super, super obnoxious, though. he was not that hard at first, but, like, the last phase was so difficult. But again, it's not a game.
In handheld mode or in docked?
I'm mostly docked. But I did play a fair bit of, maybe 2 or 3 hours of handheld mode because my power was out one night.
Mm-hmm. They run pretty similar.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Unity game, and, you know, not that necessarily the engine necessarily dictates how janky it may or may not be. I mean, it's a very large scale game for a Unity game, for sure. I mean, the first level, especially after it's expanded, is, like, really extensive. This is the level that's in Uncharted 4, right?
I think so, yeah. Someone's saying there's audio popping.
Audio popping?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know. This has been happening the last few streams. I'm listening to it myself.
I mean, I feel like we've had an issue before where, like, we stopped OBS and then restarted and then there was no popping. I mean, it's nothing that I'm hearing.
Yeah, I mean,
do you hear it?
I mean, people, we got, I'm assuming it's Brian Belcher, who's half empty E-Tank, is saying the audio seems fine. Other people can't hear any audio popping. It's my mic. Specifically my mic.
Like, are you talking it? Is it just the pops you're hearing? Oh, there's a little bit of
clipping on my mic. Is mine too loud?
Maybe it's clipping on their speakers because their speakers, like, can't handle it or something. But it shouldn't be, like, the output shouldn't be clipping.
Yeah, I mean, I did try to enable, like, a general compressor on my Zoom to see if that helps at all. I can turn that off.
Yeah, I've got compression on my built into my mixer. That's one of the reasons I bought that.
It could, and, you know, it's true. It could be a Discord processing issue.
Possibly. I mean, I'm not noticing it. It's not jumping out at me. It sounds like I would expect your audio to sound.
My compressor settings are a little bit off. I mean, I can turn it up or I can turn it off. I don't know.
I mean, it sounds like I would expect chatting on the internet to sound.
Yeah, let me see if I can.
Oops.
Does it sound any better now? Does it sound any better now? I don't know. We'll see.
I was about to say I've got a lot of lives, but I keep jumping into this fish. I want to say Crash Bandicoot 2 is also not a... Not a DualShock game, but 3 definitely is. That's one of the reasons that like I kind of think like
Well, 2 has a lenticular cover on it.
Some of them do.
Yeah,
I saw a copy of it, the lenticular one at a local shop, but the discs were in pretty bad shape. They looked like they had been retouched with a not great retoucher.
Do you have any games that have a lenticular cover on it?
Yeah, I actually found out through our Patreon Discord several months ago that my lenticular Xenosaga episode 3 is like considered kind of rare and is a little bit expensive.
Oh really?
I honestly had no idea they weren't all that way. But I think they said it was a Best Buy exclusive.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I bought it at Best Buy new. To be honest, in my memory, I thought I bought it at I thought I bought it GameStop. But I want to say people in our chat said they think it was a Best Buy exclusive. So I mean, I'd believe it if I bought it at Best Buy. But I definitely thought that I had bought it at GameStop. Because that was... I distinctly remember... that was... maybe the second game I got after I started my job. My mm-hmm. as of recently, former job, finally. The first game I bought was actually Dirge of Cerberus, Final Fantasy VII, which, you know, that's a game I really want to replay because, like, you know, people hate on that game, but it feels surprisingly smooth. Like, it targets 60 frames, which is not something I expected, honestly. And it does not feel like a bad game when I just like pop it in for a few minutes. Like I would like to replay it. I remember the bad guy boss characters in that felt kind of out. They felt out of place. Like I feel like a lot of the new characters in the Final Fantasy VII universe that got added after the fact feel weird.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I think they're mostly designed by Nomura, they just don't feel like they fit in to me.
Yeah, it's Serial Box 64 says that he recently bought a CRT after watching our channel. Nice. Hopefully you didn't have a hard time. I don't know how big it was. Well, it says 14 CT1U, so maybe it's a 14-inch. That's cool. Do you have a place for it set up specifically for it? Just waiting to fill that space. You know, another game that didn't Majora's Mask have a lenticular?
Well, not the box itself, but the cartridge. Did. Yeah.
Okay. The gold cartridge did.
Yeah. I'm not sure if there are non-lenticular gold cartridges.
Probably not gold. I mean, I've never seen a gray Majora's Mask cartridge now that I think about it.
I can't think of one either. I mean, I got mine day one. Actually, people broke the street date on that.
Ryan Schmidt there says that Majora's Mask is only gold.
Oh, really? Interesting. I started hearing... Oops! I didn't see there was a hole there. I started seeing people talking about EB Games selling Majora's Mask early, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta have it now, but I had pre-ordered it at Funko Land. Oh, is that a bad face? Do I want that item? Is that item going to kill me? it looks like Dr. Cortex or like his assistant or something.
He's like peeking over that TNT.
Yeah, I don't know if I want that.
Jonathan Barnes says, you take it.
Oh, it's a bonus level. Stage. Okay. Oh, it's a different bonus stage. Oh, okay.
Matthew Heyman is saying, hey, I just installed Tim Worthington's N64 mod and can't seem to figure out why it's having sync issues. I'm using Retro Access's SNES C-Sync BNC and audio cables. I'm using a BVM.
This information comes from a while back. I had heard that C-Sync is difficult with N64. But then when I told Voltar that, he was like, well, anyone who thinks that doesn't know what they're doing. but I don't...
So it could be an issue with the mod itself.
Oh, maybe. I saw that was kind of going up and down, but I didn't think it was going to fall.
Yeah, I use Luma cable on the N64 as well.
I've just heard it's a safer bet. Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, if you're using like a coaxial shielded, even a sync on composite cable, it's going to look the same as C-Sync. Like you're not going to have any issues.
Okay. I mean, I just know so little about N64 when it comes to... I just got a Luma and I've never had any problems.
Right. Well, I mean, probably because it was recommended.
Right, exactly.
But if you have the Tim Worthington... Like, maybe, like, older... Like, the non-Tim Worthington one. Oh, we've got something.
We got a $2 donation from Matthew Heyman. Thank you.
But, yeah, so that may be based on old information, but it could still be possible. I mean, I would look into a sync on Luma cable instead.
Yeah, ask Retro Access if you can just exchange it. If it's new, just see if you can exchange it. Say it's just having problems with your PVM.
Yeah, I doubt it is your
or your BVM. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean it's. I think it would work fine if you use another cable. Whoa. You know, I don't know why it was that I thought this, but I thought for a long, like, until, like, sometime within the past year, maybe the past 6 months, I thought you couldn't use a DualShock 2 on a PS1. I don't, like, I just thought that for a long, long time. But I'm glad that you can, because I've got this... This DualShock 2 that was made for a Japanese, the PSX system.
Whoa, we got a $5 donation from Ben Ashby.
Nice. With thank you.
Really cool, super deformed Iron Man user icon. Thank you. You just watched Guardians of the Galaxy and Captain America Winter Soldier today.
I did. Not in that order.
Oh yeah, I mean you watch them in the correct order. That's just the way that they came to, in my they appeared in my mind when I was saying it. But you.
Oh no.
I think it's just so much fun to hear you, like, kind of follow your experience as you watch these. Because even you're like halfway through, and you've really only been watching for about 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably been less than a month, I guess, at this point. Probably, yeah. I mean, it goes a lot faster than I thought it would.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I've been so daunted by the whole thing, you know, being so behind at this point, you know.
And now it's not doesn't seem so bad. Now, no. Are you just kind of excited to see what's going to happen next?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm looking forward to being caught up in such a way that I can, like, start
the hype.
Well, start seeing them in the theaters too. You know.
Yeah. Reluctant Hero says that when he thinks that says that Winter Soldier is the best one, best Marvel film, and I'd say that's definitely like. Really far up there. I mean, it's pretty awesome. I think that probably Thor Ragnarok is my favorite one now, but it was probably my number one for a long time. It's just really good, and it kind of breaks everything apart that you've kind of grown used to, I guess. At that point,
no, oops.
Right. Well, I mean, did it go places that you didn't expect it to?
What?
I mean, did you kind of go in not knowing anything about it?
About what?
About Winter Soldier. I mean, like, you knew that he was, like, in later movies, but you didn't really know too much beyond that.
Yeah, I didn't really know.
You didn't think it was going to be about this whole, like...
Like, deconstructing everything that they had, like... Well, not deconstructing necessarily, but like, burning it down. They did burn down like a lot of the world as you knew it.
Yeah, we got $10 donation. Whoa. from Jace Ravenfield, who says, "I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite stream on the Citadel."
Well, thank you.
That's one of my favorite. Super chat comments. That's pretty amazing.
that is pretty good. We are all Commander Shepherd, but you're the best Commander Shepherd.
My friend Justin, I think it's funny because I could never do this, but he has this thing where he makes his characters as stupid looking as possible. Like, he gives them like really tiny mouths and big eyes and all this like really weird stuff. Like, he just, like, he like, 100%'s the game like that.
Like, on first play.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that he will do everything. He will get all the achievements. Like, he spent, like, 450 hours on Fallout 4 getting everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he gets a game, he really gets his money worth out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it's funny that he played through all three Mass Effect games. Like, with this character that just looked incredibly stupid.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a big joke. Like, I would not be able to take the game seriously at all by doing that.
I used to be, like, the kind of person that, like, I mean, before the days of achievements and stuff. I mean, there were certainly games that I did, like, you know, get all the achievements and stuff. But, you know, more when I was... you know, younger, you know, late 90s and early 2000s, maybe, you know, I 100%ed games as much as I could. I mean, not always, but probably most of the time, or at least half of the time. And, you know, I definitely haven't been that way lately, but I don't know if it was like, oh man, I'm having a hard time with that last guy there. I don't know if it was like Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom that like I sort of feel a little bit of that desire coming back to like eke a bit more out of out of the games that I play. Mm-hmm. Like I even almost kind of feel it with Yooka-Laylee a bit. But like when I went to GameFAQs, there were no like complete facts for it, which I found to be surprising. Like very not even begin nowhere even close, like the first two levels at most. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's like certain things I would really want a lot of help locating. Like there was one level that I think except for one item I couldn't find, I completely finished one level, which was, it was fun. It was fun doing that.
Yeah.
Dragon Quest 11, for example, like I don't think I'm going to like 100% complete it, but like I'm definitely doing the post game because it's like important story stuff.
I mean, I'm definitely waiting for the Switch version now. Like I didn't really want to, but I might, may as well at this point, especially since it's this fall.
Yeah.
And it seems appropriate because I basically have played all the other Dragon Quest games handheld.
That's true.
Except for 8.
But yeah, so I don't know. I've kind of felt that desire. And like, for example, like I mean, I was busy for you know, about a week or so after I finished the Resident Evil 2 remake, but like I made it a top priority to like not wait a long time to do Claire's game after Leon's game, and I did. I played through both, which I mean that's like the kind of thing that I've like made a bad habit of lately, of like not like doing some of the extra stuff that I would like to do like right away, and then it just like gets put on the back burner like probably literally forever. But like I don't know, like I say, like I don't know if it was necessarily Monster Boy that what we did with that kind of brought that desire back, or if it was, I mean, I think it's like kind of the you know, I've sort of been at this weird place with my backlog for a while now where it's like, you know, I still believe in working through my backlog, but it's like so far gone now at this point that like I don't even know how I should be approaching it or what my next objective should be. Like, how do I bite that off in smaller chunks? And I feel like I feel this attitude of like, I don't know, maybe I just want to play a little more of this game than instead of just moving on to the next, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I've just had this desire to replay more, do a little more extra stuff, you know, do the post game, that kind of stuff. I mean, certainly not consistently. Like I don't see myself making a special effort to 100% Crash Bandicoot, but
yeah. There's some talk in the chat about how Yves Salsetta is coming out on PS4 in Japan. Does anybody know if they're using the Xseed PC version as the base for it?
Is it good or not?
It's very good.
Well, I'm sure they are.
I'm sure it'll get released here. But what I'm curious about is if they're using the Xseed PC version, then there's a good chance we'll also get their PC, or like a port of their PC version of 7. Which is, I would love to have like PS4 versions of both of those games. I'd love to have PS4 versions of all of them, honestly. I mean, that are just like PC versions, like on disc, essentially. I mean, for the and the PS4, I would love that.
I don't think this is a popular opinion, but Salsetta is my favorite one. I really liked, really? Yeah. I mean, I love.
Yeah, we haven't played 8 yet.
Huh? I have not played 8
yet. You gotta play 8. You gotta play. I think you're gonna love.
I have such a hard time jumping over those guys for some reason. I mean, I really like the the party system that they introduced in 7, but I did not like the structure of 7. Like, it was just lots of filler and, you know, having to go back to these places to get, you know, gems and whatever. And I felt like Salsetta, man, I don't even know how I jumped over those guys before at this point. Like, I jumped over that same guy before. Like, my timing is just very off. There.
Reluctant Hero is playing Ease 8 on Switch right now. Are you playing in handheld or in docked mode? Because, it is very rough looking and docked, I gotta say. And I'm usually, like, not too picky about it, but it does not look very good in docked mode. It looks fine in handheld, but
it's a much lower frame rate, isn't it?
It's 30 frames, but it also just
does it drop a lot too? Like,
it looks bad. I mean, it just
even in docked.
Yes. No, I mean, it looks fine in handheld, but once you put it in docked, it's like, it is very...
Oh, you're saying it looks better in handheld?
Yes.
Oh, because it's just... I mean, I feel that way. Like, I mean, I feel like your perception also changes sometimes just because... you're like, oh, like, this is actually a pretty impressive scale of game to see. Like, I felt that way with Yooka-Laylee that little bit I played on. Like, just... Certain games, it's just more easily to trick your brain into being impressed with a game when it's in docked mode, because it's like, oh.
I definitely feel that PS4 is the way to play it. It's very smooth and fast.
Oh, I hate those guys. I think the problem is that I'm trying to jump over them when I should really be jumping on them. But yeah, I mean, it would be interesting though if the Japanese version, like, what if it has English on it? Like, that's kind of been happening a lot lately. Well, I don't know if that's, like, been a trend with
English.
I don't know if that's has that been a trend with PS4 games or not.
Here and there, for sure, but if it has English on it, then it's going to be XC's translation, and then they're definitely going to release that. It's definitely going to get a localization.
I mean, yeah, really, but XC hasn't been doing Ease lately.
Yeah, but it's still their translation. They will do it. We got a $5 donation from Craig Watt, who says, hello again. Someday I would love to see you guys do an episode covering the history of Yuzo Koshiro and his company, Ancient.
I mean, we've talked about that. That would be so fun.
That would be, like, that'd be an absolute dream project. And you never know. You never know. That would be super cool. And now that we have experience doing documentaries that need Japanese translation and interpretation and stuff, we're in a much better place than we were at this time last year. But man, that would be crazy. That would be amazing.
Speaking of, though, of Japanese games with just walked right into that turtle. I'm getting low on lives. I got the Switch version of the Phoenix Wright trilogy on Switch, which is amazing. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, the assets for that were made for, like, mobile ports, but it's like, right, they're all, like, very nicely drawn, very faithful to the original sprite work. And it looks fantastic. And it's like, you know, it's like 60 why can't I, why am I doing that? It's so stupid. But it, yeah, I mean, it is very impressive. I wasn't really sure what kind of tier of quality to expect from it, but it is absolutely how I would want to be replaying those games. I have, like, it's been a while since I was working on it, but I was, like, definitely trying to replay the original three games over time. Mm-hmm. And I did do the first two, but I've not done the third. And the third is actually my favorite. Like, it, like, very close to the first one. Like, mostly just because the... Man, this level is so long. Mostly just because the last case in 3 is amazing and kind of brings the whole trilogy to a close. Like, there were... It kind of... Like, when I first played it, it made me kind of realize that I... Like, story threads that I... Well, I'm going to run out of lives if I haven't already.
Find out what's going on with that save system.
Zeroth life. But yeah, like, there's, like, story threads that, like, it goes all... It's like, oh, man, I forgot that wasn't resolved in the first game. And it's, like, so crazy.
It's almost like they had it all planned out.
It's almost like they had it all planned out. Like, for the most part, they're pretty self-contained. But there's also little things. It's like, oh, man. Yeah, it just brings it to a close in a very beautiful way. Whew, extra life. Ooh, I don't know what that flying triangular baloney is, but I'm not trying to get it.
It's a hunk of meat.
What is it? It's weird. They react when I'm, like, close to them. They, like, shrink. I don't know what that is. And I don't care. I just want to beat the game.
But I think I will end up ordering that, a physical copy of that. I still have to get that. I still have to get the belt scroller collection, so I might as well just get them both at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Switch would be a just as good of a system as any to have them on. I think I saw, like, I saw a hitch or two, like, when the screen did some oh, man, I needed those. During the court scenes, like, I just, like, played the first chapter, like, really quickly, just for fun. Like, I skipped most of the dialogue because I know how it goes. I just wanted to see how it ran and how it looked. Mm-hmm. But I saw, like, once or twice, like, during the quick pans, like a sort of a hiccup, but most of the time it was perfectly smooth. Oh, no. I mean, not that I'm in any danger here, but now I have to climb all the way again.
I was doing so good, you know, finishing games for a while there, but it's kind of fallen off a little bit recently.
Yeah.
I mean, besides, like, on stream and stuff. Although, you know, you've been working on a kind of a very set schedule.
Am I going to another island? Nice. Oops. I think any direction I hit takes me back and forth. I mean, I've been building it. Like, I just really need something to remind me to stay on task, not let certain tasks fall behind. Mm-hmm. You know, rather than, like, everything just kind of builds up and then it's like, oh my gosh, I have to do, like, everything at once now. And just, like, to also, like, build just you know, relaxation and game time into every day, because that's, I spend so much time working, but in reality, like, it's not, you know, working all the time. It's like thinking about working or like debating what should I do next. And like, there are things that I've put into the schedule, like there are specifically like hours that I dedicate to just gameplay capture, because that's something I always fall behind on. Like,
right.
Like I should be captured when I'm getting ready to do an episode. I need to be like capturing more stuff than I do ahead of time. And also hours for just like shooting B-roll, because what I think is a bad habit that I have, and we've talked about this a lot recently, is that, you know, I'm shooting like all this B-roll while I'm editing, and I'm like getting these specific shots in mind. They're like, oh, okay, I need this shot, this shot, this shot, and this shot, and then I go and create them. And not only is that very inefficient, but it also, I feel like in a lot of ways it hinders the creative process of editing.
Oh yeah.
You know, I need to be thinking as a shooter at certain times and thinking as an editor at other times. And it was really a revelation working on the, Switch NES episode and the Castlevania, Rondo and, Symphony episodes, because what'd that change? Because like you gathered, you know, somewhere between half and most of the gameplay footage and video capture, the game capture and B-roll. A good chunk for those episodes. And I had much more fun editing those episodes than I normally have during editing. I think because like, I was just like, oh, here's this. I didn't expect to get this kind of shot. How am I going to work this in? Like, you know, it's rather than like envisioning a shot, it's just, it's inefficient. And I don't think it necessarily makes the end product better when I'm like creating this like specific shot.
Right. And when we were doing, when we did Castlevania, when we did the NES and Switch, you were editing and I was just kind of feeding, I was just getting you shots.
And you were giving me like for especially for Castlevania, you were giving me like these magazine shots of from 1997 of the articles and reviews and, and the artwork that they had, that they had in those articles, stuff that I never would have gotten on my own and stuff that I might've put something totally different there, but that ended up being something unique and interesting that, you know, you would not normally expect to see, like, oh, magazine articles. And it's interesting, like, to see that contemporary from the time look.
Right.
So I think it make the editing process more fun. I think it in a lot of ways makes the product better because I'm doing things with it that I didn't expect to. And we won't necessarily always be, you know, depending on the project, you know, we'll still have to get a lot of the B-roll for the project that we are editing, but we're going to try to spread it out between us a little bit more. Plus that's why I'm going to put, I have put, you know, just dedicated shooting hours on my schedule because I want to like have some of that material ready ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like before I get into editing, and I think editing will go so much quicker and be so much more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Than it normally is.
I mean, I think we're going to do it a whole bunch more. Like, I feel like we would be able to get stuff done a lot quicker, because especially Castlevania and Switch NES, I mean, we made those like working in that way. We made those in like 5 days, like less, like Switch, it was less than that.
Yeah. Switch was quick.
3 days or something like that.
Castlevania, I think was about 9 days, but that included like from concept to finished product. And that was a 30-minute episode.
Yeah.
Which was,
I mean, I think if we do that, like, I feel like if we are doing that, we'd be able to easily finish, like finish an episode every, like we'd have stuff every 2 weeks, right on the dot, exactly what we want, and we would get them done ahead of time, so we'd actually get episodes done in advance, mm-hmm. so that we have them uploaded and we have some.
Yeah, we're like right on the verge of being able to truly achieve this, you know, every other week. We did make sort of a decision earlier this week, though, which was, what's this? Is this a boss? Kind of random to... A boss in the second level of this island. Oops. we sort of decide that I need to work specifically on some of this, what we're terming the modern doc footage.
Yeah.
I was working on a big like 2D Mario episode, which I'm still going to do, of course, but we're going to delay that a bit because we do feel like we need to refocus on that.
Yeah. I think that's important.
Yeah, I mean, we have worked on it, but we need to bring it home.
Yep. Exactly. So I'm going to be like, while he's working on that, I'm going to be doing the majority of the episodes, just like he was doing the majority of the episodes when I was working on the Japan thing, even though, like, I mean, we were.
Oh, I thought I died.
We did episodes. We were able to like do certain episodes, like the third party controllers episode, where we were able to kind of split the duties and, we both made something like that. Like that worked out really well. But I mean, we'll see. We'll see how the modder doc. Hopefully, I mean, ideally, it'd be like, I don't know when it'll be. It'd be cool if it was like in a month, but I don't know.
It's hard. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to guess at this point.
Yeah.
Feel like I should be able to like jump out of this thing's mouth and then.
But there's nothing more that I would like than to have videos to release every 2 weeks without fail and actually get ahead where,
and not be stressed about it.
Yes, and I think that once we kind of take care of these like bigger things that we have,
we're going to be getting very consistent. Relatively soon here.
I know, and I'm almost embarrassed to say it because we've been saying it for so long. Like, oh, it's going to get better. It's going to get better, and I think that it is. It's just that we have these kind of bigger things. Like the Japan thing is completely wrapped. I exported the final Blu-ray for it. I wonder if that's going to get announced this week. I don't know. But I mean that is done. It's in the can, as I like to say.
But and once that's able to go out on our channel, which will be like around like May or something.
Yeah. I mean, that's
like we'll,
it's already done.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to get that extra life, and it was not worth it. How do I? Oh, I was able to get those anyway. I don't understand what that clear block is. But, yeah, like, that will be content. I mean, there's two guaranteed, like, months worth of release.
In a row.
Well, those I are, mean, those... maybe.
Maybe.
I mean they might not be, they might not be a two-week gap when we release those, because they're right. related, so.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, it's nice to have that done and just kind of sitting there, I guess. But I mean, I just want to release videos every other week, and I think also by if we just do this things where we're both like working on the same episode and just doing it,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be exponentially faster than what we do now.
Oh yeah, we're just got a few little obligations to take care of, and then we're going to be in a really good group. I mean, and I think
it would take so much pressure off of like trying to make an episode, especially like as time has gone on and we put more into the episodes as it goes. It just it can get like it has been like overwhelming at times. Yeah. How much
and I think. Too.
Like I feel that with this Fantasy Star thing I'm working on. For sure.
I think too we've kind of decided to not take on like more than one like big special project at a time, because we took on a lot of those last year and it's been difficult to keep the channel alive and find the time to work on them. Yes,
exactly. They're time consuming. Exactly. Turns out it's, you know, when even with two of us, it's hard to do that and to at least try to stay regular.
Mm-hmm.
Not, I don't know. Like I almost feel bad. It's like I don't even know if we should like mention it anymore, just because it's like.
Like we're like always apologizing. This is our version of the, you know, the sorry guys, there's been no videos lately.
I know, all the time, but it's gonna change. And we got Voltar in the chat, and you know, when the Modder Doc releases, then you get to see Voltar in there too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what, like, sometimes I see what the exclamation mark blocks do, and sometimes I don't.
But, so that's, I guess that's the status. We did kind of do something fun, like, for our Patreon video log, and it's something we're going to continue doing. It got kind of a fun response. We did these we watched some old episodes and did audio commentary for them.
Yeah,
and it was kind of fun to do, and I think we're going to be doing it a bunch more, because it's pretty lightweight thing to do, and it's fun kind of watching these again. Retro Gaming Systems Collectioner is asking if we're going to be doing something on arcade PCB gaming collector's information. There's definitely going to be
you
like,
want to do that
arcade
like
gaming.
Like in once future, you get once you get sure. the once you get the has, you kind of want to do that.
Right, but I mean, I'd like to. I was just talking to somebody about like another. There's another competitor to the Has and the Sentinel coming out fairly soon. I think Bob might be looking at it for Metro RGB, called the Parsec.
Oh yeah. I'm thinking I have to jump over that? Yikes. Whew. These levels get pretty long. Oh.
Oh, Zuggy. I'm gonna call you Zuggy. Sorry if it's wrong. Is a new collector, and our stuff has been super informative. Thank you. Voltar says that this game has aged very well. Is aged well. In his opinion, I would agree.
Not the HD, I mean, considering how old it is and how like early in that generation, like it's I think it holds up. Oh man, these are tough.
Do we have any N64 centric videos coming out? Something
that we like have been just putting off is doing like a RGB D-blur versus HDMI D-blur sort of thing.
Yeah. Are you playing this through the PSIO or on a disc?
This is the disc. I thought about doing the PSIO just because it would be novel, but I thought no, I want to do my disc.
Oh yeah, yeah. Voltar's been having. I'm not sure have you tweeted about it or not? He's had a very difficult time getting the ownership of a PSIO transferred over to him.
That's like surprising, I feel, in a way. Like,
well, no,
I mean, because he knew who he bought it from and such, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of surprising,
but it is reflective don't get me wrong, they got the right to do it, but I think it
feels counterintuitive.
It feels against the spirit of the community, I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, I don't want to. Oh man, am I all the way back here? I don't want to criticize it too heavily because I mean, hey, it's their business, but it leaves a bad taste.
He is gonna game over. I don't know how many levels is gonna get sent back, but I mean, your percentage, your completion percentage was like 22% last time I saw it.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what percentage I'm even gonna finish the game at. Like, I'm definitely not 100%ing these levels, so I don't know what kind of percentage I'm missing. Oh. Still got 5 lives.
This is a big improvement over Way of the Warrior, if you ask me. Naughty Dog really stepped up their game with this one. I'm a little disappointed there's no Rob Zombie music in this one.
That was ill-timed, but it worked out. Sometimes I don't understand, like, what caused an enemy to die. Like, that is something that, you know, I really harp on Sonic for. Like, I feel like it's sometimes unclear, like, when it's, like, you have to always be in a ball to hurt an enemy. But sometimes I still feel like it's unclear when that will work or when it won't work. And I feel like Mario has a much clearer language of this is bad. You know, this will definitely hurt you. If it is fire, if it is lava, if it has spikes, it will hurt you. If it has a pointy, bitey mouth, it will hurt you.
Yeah. Speaking of Sonic, I mean, well, not really completely speaking of Sonic, but I received my Bluetooth 8-bit though M30 controller in the mail today.
Oh yeah.
And it is an awesome controller.
Have you it played?
The first thing I did was play Sonic Mania with it. They do have to update the firmware on it because right now it maps the D-pad to the analog stick only. So games that use the D-pad and no analog stick, you can't even play it. I kind of want them to maybe change the layout of the buttons as well. Like,
what on the Switch maps to what on the...
Yeah, like A is B, B is... I don't even know how to say it. On the Switch, the A button is the B button on the controller. And if you think about the A, B, X, and Y buttons, those are the main Switch face button. Like as a sideways diamond kind of. So then C and Z are the L1 and R1 buttons. And then you got the shoulder buttons are the same. But I mean, we'll see what happens. Hopefully as time goes on, you'll be able to map it yourself or something like that, or maybe they can make it so there's a hot swap for the D-pad to the analog stick.
Have you
C and Z are mapped to L1 and R1.
Have you, I mean, first of all, is Freedom Plant on the Switch? And if so, have you bought it?
It is, but I haven't bought it. I'm really hoping for a physical release of that. It is incredible to me that it is not.
I mean, the second game, which I don't think is out yet, is confirmed for a physical of some kind, right? Isn't it?
It's definitely not confirmed for a physical.
Oh.
I mean, that is maybe my most wanted, probably it's my most wanted digital game that I want a physical release of. I really want a physical release. And XSEED published it on the Switch.
Oh yeah. So I forgot.
I'm surprised that there's not,
that they got involved like that. That's interesting. That
doesn't exist yet. I mean, I feel like they could do a retail release for it and probably do okay.
Oh, I think it would do great. Like it is the kind of game that you would expect to do very well at retail, especially on Switch.
If it does happen, I'm happy that it hasn't happened yet because then they'll have a fully patched version released. But man, that's a game that I want to play with that controller. I would replay it with that for sure. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I hope. I really hope.
Man, it's been a while since I saw a bonus game icon. I think I only need one more and then I could save. That's all I want. I think that is the only time you can save is when you go to the bonus game. Like, I thought you could maybe save after certain levels, but I don't think I've seen it do that.
Do you have to win the bonus game too?
You have to get to the end of it. I mean, there's not much to it, but you have to get to the end. I mean, they're usually short.
Is the M30 as good as the Kirk's controller? Yes. I might even say that it has a chance of being better.
Does the Crix one have R and L buttons?
No. I mean, the Crix controller is exactly the Genesis 6 button. It looks exactly like it. So what this is, it's just like, it's kind of a mix between the Saturn and the I guess more the 3-button Genesis controller than the 6-button. Whoa, we got a 100
Oh, I'm guessing I that's
guess maybe a peso.
Mexican? Maybe. Wow, thank you.
Thank you. From Butthead Rules again. You're the best, my life in gaming. Shout out to Artemio. He's super cool and helpful. He absolutely.
You have no idea how super cool and super helpful Artemio is. Have no idea. Like anyone who has been on the receiving end of Artemio's coolness and helpfulness is like blessed.
Yes. I mean, this Japan thing, like Artemio helped out with so much.
You like, my gosh, I mean, it would not be half of what it is without him.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, and not only that, but he was able to get full, like he created full Spanish subtitles for the two main parts of it,
which will not only be on YouTube, but they'll also be on the Blu-ray disc.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, he is one of the nicest and most genuine people I've ever met. I mean, that I've ever talked to online. I've not met him in person, but I hope to one day. And I do not know what we would do without him. So just throwing that out there. Cheesemeister says 100 Mexican pesos equals $5.18 US dollars. Thank you
very much.
It is not a 4K Blu-ray. It is not. But I mean, it has just about 2 hours of content.
Is it even possible to make like a Blu-ray that is compatible with both, like, how am I supposed to make that jump?
Yes, but you can make a dual-layer Blu-ray.
But I mean, can you make it like have a 4K version and a...
I don't think so, no.
I mean, that wasn't in the cards for this anyway, but...
That's the wrong way.
What? Well, what's the right way? Someone's saying that's the wrong way? Did I come from that direction?
Yeah, I think so. The Retrobit N64 controller, is that that's the one that looks like the Hori pad, right? Or the Hori controller. I mean, I definitely want to try. I still have to get like one of the Retro Fighters. Now that they have Jungle Green.
Sometimes it is unclear when you're
looks really cool too.
When you're at a checkpoint, like which way is forward. I like that sometimes they give you like a bunch of one-ups at once. Like it's like, oh, relief. Oh, come on. Cause see, they like at the checkpoint, they like show the apples from like where you came from. So like sometimes your brain is just like, oh, I should go that way.
Yeah. But the Blu-ray is not 4K, but it's
pretty feature packed.
Yeah, well, it's got two full things on there plus some like extras. You know, I filled the single layer Blu-ray about as much as I could. It has a hour-long documentary and then a 40-minute Q&A interview that's, like, edited. And then it has, like, a bunch of trailers and, like, many languages. It has, I mean, since it is, so it has subtitles for just the Japanese speakers, but it also has, you know, subtitles for everybody. But it also includes Japanese subtitles for the English speakers so that fans of this company in Japan will be able to watch and be able to follow. And it also has Spanish subtitles. And yeah, I mean, I it feels really good. So, you know, I feel that it came out very good. But the documentary, both of the pieces of the content will be on our channel. After the sale of the Blu-ray, the Blu-ray is going to be. Whoa!
Well,
did you just die? Oh no, you made it.
No, I didn't see the gap at first, so I jumped really last second.
The Blu-ray is going to be included with a special edition or a limited edition of a upcoming game. So we have to wait until that goes on sale for it before we can put it on the channel.
Whoa!
I don't think we can say who it's for right now. But hopefully, I mean, I really hope it's like this week that it gets announced. Because all I need is like a release date and I'm going to cut together a trailer for it. But, you know, like I said, all the content will be on our channel as well. I mean, in fact, it was all uploaded. And done on on the channel
until you made like some last minute changes today. Yeah. You've probably uploaded a finished version like three times.
Yeah, but specifically there was one word that was like really nagging at me that I.
Oh. And you were like all nervous, like you weren't sure if you could fix this one thing that I thought was a bigger issue, but.
Yeah. Oh, you got a $2 donation from Brennan Doherty. He says, good luck. This level is a pain in the rear.
Yeah, it looks to be.
Oh
man, I don't have any.
Retro Morgan got Space Harrier for Saturn. And finally, we got an arcade accurate home console port of that. Finally.
How is that boar running over the gaps? Now, come on. Oof. Okay. I really want to get to another safe point. I don't think I've... It's been a while since I saw a save point. It's been a few levels. They have been easy levels.
It's like, it's the same thing kind of happened with the Night Trap doc, where it's like, you have this thing and it's, you want to release it so bad, but you know that you can't. And it's like, it's done. I just want to put it out there. And then it's like, oh, I can't. I got to wait 2 months to release it.
Well, it's kind of a different reason, I think, too. Whoa, I can stand on that. I guess that's good.
Teenage Filmmaker is asking if you could do a stream on Bomberman Hero sometime.
We have.
Yeah, you did. But did you do Bomberman Hero 2? Was it 2?
There is no Bomberman Hero 2.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's on here. If you go to the front page of the channel, you can go back through the old... stream archives that way, and you can watch the Sunday night stream that we did of that, and then also if you look at the Twitch archive streams, that's like also in a playlist, you can watch the rest of the game. I gotta get back to that Twitch sometime. I gotta get back over there.
Look at this. Oh, I can't go all the way. Still, that makes this part a little easier. Is that thing coming back?
Someone in the chat says he's doing it.
Is that a famous trick or something? I mean, it doesn't seem hard to replicate. Oh, it does force you off a little bit toward the end of the bridge, I think.
Someone was asking if you could do a RGB 200 on the Nintendo Wii, and that is
yes.
You can expect it. There's a lot of checkpoints in this level.
That's good. My sneakiness did not pay off that time. Better be careful.
Dreamcast is also in the cards. I mean, oh.
Okay, I'm going to try.
When you're on the rope,
legit.
At least in the remake, you're always being pushed either left or right. So you're either having to finesse it one way or the other.
I don't think I'm being pushed.
Don't push me. I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Okay. Drink this huge thing of water. I'll be right back.
Well, I hope I'm not game over by the time you get back. Gonna try it legit. Oh, I really need to get a save point. Is not a save point. I haven't quite figured out what the white planks are. I'm guessing they're slippery. Don't be squirrely. Oh, come on. The Corey said that the checkpoints were becoming frequent too soon. Oh, it's been a long time since I had a save point, I think. I think it's been a really long time. I see a donation. Thank you. Oh, $10, Draconis. Thank you. Your Super NT video convinced me to stop Inglay and own the original cartridges. And not just Super NES. Thank you. I soon realized the meme that was Brasso. I will definitely never use the stuff. Good. Yes. Good. Do not. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, we got a donation. Hey, yeah. Let me pause it.
Yeah, I just read it.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Bad things are about to happen.
Is this your last life?
It is. Ah, no.
There it is.
Continue. Yes.
So, you know, when you go up to my attic, you remember that refrigerator that was right at the top of the stairs? You remember the refrigerator that was in the attic?
Hang on, I'm trying to find out how far. Oh my gosh, I'm really far back. Well, it is what it is. Yeah, there was a refrigerator. I thought you got rid of it a while back.
Oh, we tried to, but we finally got rid of it today.
Where was it? Was it in there?
Someone's coming to get it. It's someone was coming to get it. Sitting out on our stoop right now. We had to get it down the three flights of stairs. It was not easy, but we managed to survive. It was funny because I'm on the bottom. I'm kind of holding it. I was like leveraging, leaning back against it. And my wife's like, if it starts to go, you just run. It would have just like slid down. It's like, I don't think that I'd be able to get down those steps fast.
Just outrun it. Oh man, they don't give you very many lives.
Is that another game? Oof.
Yeah, they don't give you very many lives to start with. Is the thing to do to like go back to like the first world and like grind for a save point?
Oh, later games you get has a slide that lets you go way over an edge and still jump. So that's like sounds very Donkey Kong Country esque.
Oh yeah. Oh. So did anyone answer my question? Like, should I? Like,
is it almost better to start from the scratch at this point?
Well, not start from scratch necessarily, but.
Go back to earlier level?
Go back to an earlier, like, I assume that if I save at an earlier level, like, I'll still keep my progress?
Wait for a response.
Can't remember if the bonus things are in the levels again, if you've already gotten them. Ooh, that sounds rough. Well, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it.
I can't remember what the last platinum trophy I got was.
I always say it's Gravity Rush, but I also feel like I might have remembered another one that I did, and I was like, oh yeah.
When will the next RGB Masterclass episode come out? I'm guessing.
Probably the next one is going to be the GBA Consolizer.
Yeah. We have neglected the 200 series far too much, and we know and realize that.
I mean, right now it's just impossible to guess when the next episodes are.
Yeah. Yeah, GBA Consolizer, you.
I messed with it yesterday, and it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
It looks fantastic. And
it's like the fully consolized one, right?
It is. It's.
You gonna show it?
Yeah. Sure. It looks way cooler than I imagined, I think. It's just like in a little box. A little clear glass.
It's such a cool thing.
This is like a dummy cartridge that I took the PCB out just like to use as like dust covers in some of my systems. But it just goes on there. So very cool. Yeah, I don't think those bonus things are reappearing. That's horrifying. I feel it's possible I missed something.
Yeah.
I might have missed the bonus round somewhere.
Is the GBA thing, is that even something that you can like show on stream yet?
I mean, as far as I know, there's no reason I can't.
Yeah, I mean, Bob's already done a video on it. You should pop it in for the last 20 minutes.
Like, I thought about streaming it tonight, actually, but the problem, there's one small problem, and that is that it calls it DVI Plus, kind of essentially like the, like how the GC video stuff has a, like you can optionally turn the enhanced DVI mode. That's what they call it on the GC video. You can turn that off because some TVs or sound systems or whatever might be incompatible with that mode because it's kind of an off-spec thing that lets you carry sound over DVI, a DVI type signal. Mm-hmm. And, the GC video works just fine on my setup that way, but the GBA consoleizer does not. However, I narrowed down the problem to the Denon receiver.
Interesting. That's not good.
Yeah, so I'm just going to have to figure out a different way to route it for my setup. I need to figure out what that's going to be. But so basically, I don't have like a quick and easy way to put it into the capture card.
I see.
But I will.
You will stream it.
I'll probably do it in the next couple of weeks. I would think. I kind of want to do something different with how the OSSC is routed in my setup as well.
What do you want to change?
I want to go directly and see. I put the Magewall card back in my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't figured out exactly how I'm going to make it work. But, like, ultimately, I want the OSSC to go to a different input on my TV and then use the TV audio output to get audio to my sound system for it. But I want to go directly to the Magewall card because I want to I want to start capturing 1200p and 960p at the native resolution instead of like in a 1080p or instead of in a 4K frame. Unless I'm recording something that like I want to use for a comparison, then I'll like probably do it in like a 4K frame. But like I want to start recording footage in a way that is like true to the signal as possible, mm-hmm. so I can archive it. And, like, I can always use it. I go back to it, and I can, like, be confident that this is recorded at 960p. It's recorded at 1200p.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And
I
mean, that's
why I use my PEX HDCap 60L for just about everything now.
Right, right. But you have some problems with it sometimes. Like,
not really.
Don't you have problems with 1200p on it?
No, I mean,
I felt like NES 1200p or something, like it didn't work.
It works at 1200p. Yeah, I mean, but I do 4x for everything. I do 960p.
Right, but I want to be able to do 1200p. And it's been, you know, I actually still haven't updated my Ultra HDMI firmware, but like it's got the 1200p mode now as well.
Right.
So something that I haven't figured out yet. Do I have to?
Yes.
Do I have to get a bonus stage? Do the three items? See, at first I thought they were like carrying over from level to level, but do I have to get three items within a level? I think that's why it'd been so long since I saw bonus stage. Oh, it's fine.
It's fine.
Oh, checkpoint. Assuming I don't screw up here. Or not checkpoint, save point.
Do you save the amount of lives you have?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of lives.
I'm guessing no, because it's got like a password system as well.
Oh.
I'm guessing there's nothing different between the password and the memory card save.
Lives.
So yeah, I actually rebuilt pretty well, and I've not had nearly as much trouble on this level as I had last time.
Can you like do that over and over again then? Is this something you could do over and over again?
No, I don't think so, because I went back to the first level and I didn't see any I went back to the first level and I didn't see any bonus things. So I think it remembers. So it is indeed a bit
unforgiving. Is there any Crash Bandicoot games besides the first three that are considered to be decent?
I have no idea. I mean,
that's more of a question for the chat.
Yeah.
I mean, is there any that are...
I mean, they're probably considered decent, but are they considered, like, great? I'm sure some of them are probably considered decent.
Oh, yeah.
I remember...
Crazy Racing doesn't really count, because that's Naughty Dog.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm like...
Are any of the non-Naughty Dog ones considered good?
I remember seeing a GameSack episode. I forget what the theme was, but they talked about one of the PS2 Crash Bandicoot games, and you know, it was pretty decent.
Quinsanity, was it?
It's so weird though to think about like all the, you know, the old days of Crash Bandicoot with, you know, heckling Sega and Nintendo with the megaphone, like,
right.
It feels like another world.
Yep. So what even happens with the series at this point now that they've remade these?
I mean, when was the last game before the remakes?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Oh, I didn't see the path. Oh, just a little too far. Has anyone ever said in the chat what, like, if they change the save system in the PS4 trilogy at all?
Yeah, I think you can change. You can save anywhere on the overworld map. Have I told you about, like, how, like, stupid it is that I am kind of, like, addicted to that stupid Sega Heroes mobile game?
I have a feeling that's what you're going to talk about. Yes, you have.
I don't really know why, but I play it every day, and I do all the things to get gems so you can buy more.
Like, you don't use any real money. I mean, you could, yes, but you don't.
I am very, very adamantly, like, opposed to, like, spending a single cent on it. But it is the first thing that I do in the morning and the last thing I do when I go to bed. Every day, it seems like I'm like do my quest,
screwing up that jump
for the day. It's just a match three game, and I like Bejeweled type stuff. They are. They're just, like, very easy to do, easy to play. And, you know, you throw in some characters I like, especially, you know, Phantasy Star characters, Streets of Rage characters, Golden Axe characters. Although they haven't added, like, any characters that I really think are very cool. Like, they did all the crazy taxi characters, and then they were doing, now they're into this House of the Dead character stuff that I don't really have a lot of interest in either.
I mean, it's kind of a little bit like how I've got this, like, really stupid ritual that I've been doing. I mean, it's kind of, I've been kind of doing it for years at this point, actually. And I like, don't know how or why this got started, but it's, like, the stupidest thing because I don't even care. But, like, I, like, almost every night, like, I, like, was so behind in Final Fantasy XIV for a long time, and, like, last summer I finally did Heavensward, and it was amazing, as I said in that video.
Right.
But, despite having not made progress in Final Fantasy XIV in years, I logged into it almost every day, just before going to bed. And there's... They have a gold saucer there.
Yeah.
It's, like, got the Final Fantasy VII gold saucer music and everything. Like its own remix of it.
That's cool.
And there's, like, these daily, like, scratch cards. Oops. That was a mistake. Is that going to respawn? That's not going to respawn, is it? Oh, it is. And, like, you get... you get these tokens that are only good in the gold saucer, and you can, you know, spend them on prizes and stuff. And I've, like, bought everything in there that I have any interest in, so I don't even know why. I'm, like, still buying those daily scratch cards. But, like, I do it almost every day, and then I just, like, aimlessly, like, run around in the game for a bit just because, like, relaxing. Like, it's just become this, like, bedtime ritual. And, like, I do it almost every day because, like, I have this, like, thought, like, oh, what if I don't do it? And then I'm, like, maybe I won't be, like, in the right frame of mind to go to sleep, and I'll, like, I'll have trouble falling asleep. Like, it's, like, probably
maybe if you've been having good luck in life. You know, maybe the channel has only been
successful because I do that.
Because you do that. You know, you're thinking, if I break that, you know, I have stuff like that. I have, like, I have an old Metro card that I had in my wallet since I lived in New York, and I
You just like can't get rid of it.
I can't take it out. It's like, what if I take it out and this is like, this is what's keeping it all together.
It like sets forth a chain of events that ruins your life. It's like, it's like Marty and the, you know, street race.
Yeah. I used to live in New York. Not anymore. Sega Heroes, I mean, it's like the characters are drawn horrible. The actual artwork of them is terrible. I just, for some reason, really like it, and I give myself these goals to do, and I play every day until I save up enough to getting the thing that I want to buy. So
it didn't take me that long to get back
Joe
here.
Musashi.
Joe Musashi.
Yeah. Oh, is this called The Road to Nowhere?
Yeah. I've only just recently realized that the crates that have like that vertical stripe pattern, like you can bounce on them to get stuff.
Oh, we got a $5 donation from Brett Bates, who says you should try Blue Mage in Final Fantasy 14. It's one of the most creative and different things I've done in an MMO so far. Thank you.
I don't know much about Blue Mage, but I read recently in an interview with Naoki Yoshida, and he was talking about limited jobs. And he said that, you know, that's a concept that they're going to, you know,
a certain amount of people can have them.
Well, I didn't understand. Like the context of the interview was like, you were assumed to know what they already meant the limitations of Blue Mage were. I'm assuming it starts off at a higher level, but that's how several jobs have been. Like they start at a higher level, but I think they're still like full fledged jobs that like you can take into dungeons and stuff. Like, can you not take Blue Mage into a dungeon or something? Because he was saying like they might use that concept to bring in jobs like Beastmaster or Puppet Master that might. And I was under the impression that he was mean that they like wouldn't work well in a party dynamic. But
Blue Mage is solo only.
That's interesting. Like
Blue Mage is limited in that you can't do PvP. The maximum level is 50, starts at 1, and you can do dungeons, and you just can't do your roulettes.
You can't do PvP. You can do dungeons. Okay, so, well, I mean, maybe I'll give it a try. Can it go up to level 70 now? I mean, my cap is level 60. I don't think I can go above 60 until I'm in Stormblood area, which I'm still in the interim story between Stormblood or between Heavensward and Stormblood.
I'm sure it's much better than Sega Heroes, but what can I say?
I mean, that definitely interests me. As long as you can still do dungeons. Like, because honestly, all I really... I mean, I would like to do more in the game, but, like, my only real priority is like, the main story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got something from Butthead Rules again.
Oh, thank you. 50 Mexican pesos says, I'd love an episode on sound output comparison, chips overall quality from different old consoles, and a couple digital audio mods there are.
Oh, I didn't realize
that would be cool. I
we're always scared about sound stuff because we feel like we're not experts.
Well,
we're not audiophiles.
I mean, I like audio, and in fact, though, I recently made it a big priority to like learn more about audio, just in general. But I always get afraid because there's some episodes where I forget to put on a low pass filter, and apparently you can hear the CRT in the background if it's like,
yeah,
in certain episodes, and I can't hear that frequency. As, yeah, as you get older, you can't hear certain frequencies.
Oh my gosh, I got a checkpoint.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's, I feel like there's almost like, huh? Oh no! I screwed up. That killed me.
Can you go back there?
Maybe if I play the level again. Push select for map. Let me go back. Because I'm actually doing pretty good in the level. I think I can do that again.
Okay.
It didn't take me that long to get back to this point, though. So I'm not that concerned overall. But I would like... I mean, it is 11 o'clock, so I'd like to be able to save on this level. Can anyone say whether, like... So if I do the save point in the bonus round, does it... when I load my save, will I be... Okay, yeah, those things start reappearing. So that's good. Will I, like, continue from the start of this level? Or will it be like...
After this level?
Will it be like in the middle of the level? Well, it couldn't be after the level because it saves, like, during that bonus
round. I believe you... Steffi says, I believe you will not have cleared the level you did the bonus save on.
Okay, well, I'm sure you won't have cleared it, but will I start in the middle of the level?
You'll be dropped off at the last checkpoint you hit.
Okay, well, that's not... I can... Oop. I can do this.
See, I just got a Sega Heroes thing. Time is running out to win 430 Agent G shards. 1 hour left.
Whew. Are you going to make it?
No, I'll see how many Agent G shards I have.
Agent G shards.
Yeah, you got to get so many shards and you can unlock the character.
Shards of Agent G.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I have 3,020 points. That means I'm only gonna get. Looks like I'm gonna get 15 Dr. Kurian shards.
I don't even know who Dr. Kurian is.
He's like the bad guy in House of the Dead.
Oh, okay.
Just like G is from House of the Dead.
Oh yeah, so. Of course I know G. Can I go? I can't go over that without smashing that block. Okay. I mean, I've gone through a spot like
except
this before,
for like G shards.
Just,
yeah.
I was just stupid. Ooh, that's a long jump. Can anyone tell me if I get extra air from doing a cyclone? I feel like this is important. I'm going to pause. You don't get extra air. So I just need to just straight up take this jump like normal. Okay. Whew. What's that going to do? Oh, no. Oh. Oh, okay. Whew. I mean, that's pretty mean that you've got to do this, like, obstacle course before you can save.
Yeah. retro gaming systems collectioner says, "Are we going to be doing a episode on Shenmue 3?" It's not something I really considered, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know. When's it even come out? Is it like in, is it come out in September or something like that? Is that when it's supposed to come out? Or will it get delayed again?
Oh, I'm going to have to like bounce off of that, aren't I?
At least a sugar.
I just want to see if I can complete this level.
Excuse me. At least a Shenmue 1 stream. We might could maybe do a Shenmue 1 stream.
Does...
Would it have to be the original, or is it okay if it's HD?
Does anyone know if the save remembers how many lives I had?
I don't. I have no idea. I want to say probably 10.
Hmm. How many? Oh, you don't start with very many at all.
Yeah. Too many bugs in the remaster. It will remember. That's good. Most of the bugs at this point.
If it remembers, then wait. Steffi says don't remember.
Seizure Gamer says that they love the room tour and gaming setup tour, and they watch it all the time.
So the game will start me at 5. You can just go back to an old stage and get to the save point on that one. What do you mean? Because I went back to level 1. Unless level 1 doesn't have save points. But I went back to level 1, I didn't see any save things. Oh, level 1 doesn't have it. Okay, well, I mean, I guess that makes sense. Okay, for some reason, I was... Someone seemed to be thinking that they might not respawn, so... I kind of assumed...
But the setup tour episode, I mean, that's... People... Definitely like that one. I did a video for our Patreon backers. That's just me walking around up here with like showing all the different changes and stuff that's happened since that video. It's very casual.
I mean, it's
fun. I mean, it's like definitely our. What were we gonna say?
Oh, I was just thinking out loud. I think I'm like probably like halfway through this because the manual said something about 3 islands.
Mm.
So I'm like, it looks like I'm around halfway done with the second island, or maybe over halfway. I mean, I'm sure it gets harder, so. But I definitely feel compelled to finish this in the next couple of days. I mean, it shouldn't take that long. I think it's good. I like it. It's fun. I mean, it's, you know, like I say, it came out before Mario 64, or at least Mario 64 in the US. And
yeah.
It's fun sort of playing a more linear type of platformer from that era, because everything after Mario 64 became very open, which is good, but everything copied it so much for so long that it was actually kind of like this revelation when Mario Galaxy was like, oh, like, it, you know, it's 3D, but it's kind of just about getting to the goal, you know. And then they kind of gone back to the more open and Odyssey, but I think now we've got a more mix of like open and linear sort of platform. I mean, of course, there's not a lot of platform games these days, but you know, everything tries to be open. And sometimes it's kind of just a relief to play something that's more straightforward.
The plan for next week, it's hard to say. I'm working on this Phantasy Star episode. Doing the Blu-ray kind of took me a lot longer than expected, just because it went through so many revisions of having people check aspects of it and then saying like, oh, you know, can you change like the color of the subtitles, this and that. So that's, I'm going to be dedicating my whole self to the Phantasy Star episode this week. So That's my plan. And you're going to be working on the modder dock.
Yep, that's right.
So I guess we find out what happens.
All right. Well, until next Sunday.
We'll see you soon. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for donating and hanging out. Have a good night.
Bye.